Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Foy. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting seventh. The second baseman, George Smith. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Ryan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Earl Wilson. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLain. And now, play ball. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a line drive towards third. Wirt reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski strikes out. There goes Gosger. The throw from Freehan to McAuliffe, and Gosger is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McAuliffe. The throw from Ryan and he is out, Foy applying the tag. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Scott moves to second. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy strikes out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a pop-up towards short. Foy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt juggles the ball. That's an error on Wirt. Ryan moves to second. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gosger hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a fly ball towards center. Gosger settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Gosger. McAuliffe moves to third. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. McAuliffe scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a pop-up towards third. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 1 in the game. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Conigliaro hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a line drive into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLean fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe misplays the ball. That's an error on McAuliffe. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Petrocelli hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gosger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a pop-up towards short. Foy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 0 for 1 in the game. McLean strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott juggles the ball. That's an error on Scott. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 2 in the game. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Red Sox, 3, Tigers, 3. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. Northrup hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Conigliaro hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 2 in the game. Ryan hits a pop-up towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 0 for 2 in the game. McLain hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 3 in the game. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gosger hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 3 in the game. Foy hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lump strikes out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cash hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kaline hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 4, Tigers, 4. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 3 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Northrup for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Conigliaro strikes out. 1 out. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 3 in the game. Ryan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 3 in the game. Freehan is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lenny Green pinch hits for Earl Wilson. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is called out on strikes. 1 out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 4 in the game. Petrocelli hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gosger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Gates Brown pinch hits for Denny McLain. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McAuliffe bunts towards the mound. McMahon fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. 1 out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lump is walked intentionally. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Larry Sherry now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-4 in the game. Foy is hit by the pitch. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Conigliaro takes first base on ball 4. Foy moves to second. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-4 in the game. Northrup hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-4 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foy misplays the ball. That's an error on Foy. Northrup moves to third. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-4 in the game. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Horton moves to second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-4 in the game. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Northrup scores. Horton moves to third. Freehan moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.